Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Let me jump in. I definitely have a ghetto side. I have a proud ghetto side. If you keep saying, oh, she's too masculine, what it means is you too feminine. If I got more balls than you, that's really a diss to you, not a diss to me. I'm talking to the dusty, dirty, can't ever get a man, miserable vagina bitches who think we the same, because we not. I'm being my cocky shit for a second. I saw a video about like black women dying alone. I really hate, I hate that scare tactic. If you don't have a man, you're gonna die alone. I mean, here's the deal. Every woman, I mean, half of the population, if not more, will just probably never get married. It's just the way the statistics work. It does not mean your life is worthless. And I really hate the scare tactic.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
Nobody is saying your life is worthless if you don't get married. You can't keep a man to save your life, and that's fucking pathetic. I think that's what people are trying to get to. It's just over, ma'am. It's just over. You know, we play around and say, ah, you're going to die alone, but I mean, in real life, I wouldn't try to shame a woman like, you better settle because you're going to die alone. It's cool. It is what it is. I'm sure you can find other things to do. If we being real, most women probably die alone because men die before they're women anyway. So most women probably do die alone. I guess the big difference with a lot of women, though, Kendra, is they at least have kids and grandkids. You don't even have kids. This shit is sad.
Oh, don't cry.
The highest position she's going to get is side hoe.
And you can tell it hit a nerve with Kendra because if she genuinely didn't care, she wouldn't need to address stuff like this. I'm not pleased at your anguish. I'm not pleased with it, but you do talk a lot of shit. You do kind of despise men. So it's like, hey, it is what it is. I still don't wish, you know, ill on you or wish sadness on you. But you make yourself look really bad when you try to debunk this stuff. It just shows that you really are touched by it. And it really do hit a nerve. But let's hear her out.
When you pass away, no one's by your side. It's like a scare tactic. Well, you better stay with him because you want to have somebody. And listen, it is better to be single and healthy than in a relationship and toxic. That's what I believe.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
You're right. But that's not the question at hand. The question is, why can't you get something that's not toxic? There's plenty of people in relationships that aren't toxic. I mean, they're not perfect. The relationship isn't perfect. No relationship is. But there's millions and millions and millions of people around the world who are in fairly healthy relationships. Why can't you get that? That's what everybody wants to know, Kendra. I'm tired of them saying that. Of course, being single is better than being AUs'd or whatever, getting kicked down flights of stairs in a relationship. Duh, that doesn't even need to be said.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
You know they only do this with women. They don't say with black men, if you are not in a relationship, you're going to die alone, which I actually know stories of black men who have died alone, literally. And was found by like a family member like 2 days later.
What's wrong with you?
God, you're sick.
This, you can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
You giving an example of a man who died alone and they found him 2 days later doesn't make you any less pathetic for not being able to get a decent relationship at this advanced age. You've been dating since 15. You're 45. 3 decades of failure. You're the problem. There are plenty of men who don't cheat and who treat women good. You refuse to pick one of those guys. Because you're fucked in the head like a lot of women are. Don't let any woman sell you that idea that I'm single because ain't no good men out there. That's bullshit. There are men who are bad men who still treat their woman good. He's a bad man in every other area, but he take care of his woman and treat her right.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. So if you can't facilitate a halfway decent relationship on planet Earth as a woman, especially a halfway decent looking woman, look, you are the huge problem. Period.
Are there unrealistic expectations from women? Absolutely. I hear them all the time and I can stand by that. But to make it like your life, if you don't have someone there, you'll die alone. That's bullshit. And I can speak from a true statement of this because my mother was not a married woman. She was married in her lifetime, but she was not a married woman when she passed away. And my mother was in a hospital for 3 months and was never alone. Like, there was somebody with my mother for 3 months around the clock when she passed away. Me and my two sisters were there when she took her last breath, okay?
She had three kids, Kendra. Your eggs are in the freezer somewhere.
Oh, I wish one of y'all motherfuckers would just start laughing. Because y'all know you think this is funny. But you...
I'm not just speaking, you know, in the sky. I'm speaking from a real life experience that of a woman who was not married. She did not die alone, okay? So if you want to say, if you want partnership... And what you're asking for might be the wrong way to go if that's seriously what you want. That to me is fair. But to put the tone of fear, you know, in a woman to just stay attached to a man, I think that's some bullshit.
And when she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
Plenty of men out there who are worth sticking with through thick and thin. You just can't find or pick one or get picked by one.
I'm not that. And just like men don't force this tactic on women, because what I'm learning is here's what has happened. You know, and again, everything I speak is from real life experience. Child, yesterday, I give y'all a prime example, child. I'm just going to the Beyonce show. I post a video going to the Beyonce show, and there are men in my comment section. Well, you ain't got no husband. What the hell that got to do with me going to the Beyonce show? I'm just going to the Beyonce show. But what I realize is when men see a happy single woman, that is their worst nightmare.
Like, what? What?
There's no way. There's no way you can say that out loud and think anybody's gonna even somewhat agree with you. I don't even think Steve Harvey will agree with you when it comes to this thing.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
Like, I really don't give a fuck. And yeah, those men shouldn't have posted that. I wouldn't advise men to post shit like that. I mean, that is some hater shit. I wouldn't post on her video, happy going to Beyonce concert. You ain't got no husband, though. That's just some fucking hater shit. I mean, I agree with her on that. But I don't think men are generally mad that... I mean, I get maybe some men are mad. But I'm not mad. I think it's pathetic and sad, but I'm not mad at you. I want you to be happy, Kendra.
I'm going
to
say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Be happy. But I'm just skeptical when women have to post their fucking life on social media. When it comes to a woman being happy. To me, the women who are truly happy don't give a fuck about posting their every move on social media. Because those are women who are looking for validation and trying to show everybody how great their life is. Instead of just being happy with it. The reason you posting it is because you're lonely and you don't have a life and you don't have a man. There were plenty of women at that Beyonce concert with their man and they didn't take their phone out. Because they were too busy enjoying their time with their man.
Because they truly want the narrative to be sold that a woman cannot be happy without a man. So therefore, she will tolerate all the bullshit because if she don't got a man, the other side is unhappiness. When that's a lie. I'm always happy in relationship or out of relationship, because happiness is not a sign to the person I'm attached to. Happiness is a sign to me. I have to create happiness at all times. Now, this is why this is so dope to recognize this, because when you are unhappy or in unhappy situations, you can remove yourself.
Huh? Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I don't doubt that you are happy in certain areas of your life, but you're not happy in the romantic area of your life. And you've been spiraling ever since your last relationship didn't work out, because you've been spazzing out consistently since then about this very subject. It's very obvious that you're not happy with this part of your life. And frankly, you never will be. But hopefully, the happiness you get from other areas of your life can offset that. Yeah, Divine Photo says, if you have to tell the internet you're happy, then you're not. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't even say nothing like that. That's cringe. Hey, y'all, I'm happy. How many times do I gotta tell y'all I'm happy with my life?
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
I don't know if Kendra is ever going to slow down with her career or ever stop working as much. But if she does, that's when it's really going to hit her. The loneliness and not having kids. That's why I don't think she ever will slow down. She has to keep working to keep from deleting herself, probably.
Because when you are unhappy or in unhappy situations, you can remove yourself. Because you know, this don't feel right. Because I know how to be happy, right? I come in with a cup of happiness. So now if being attached to you depletes my cup and I'm not happy, I need to remove myself because I already know the truth.
Look at that look right there. That look right there says it all. But here's the thing. This is the problem with a lot of woes. They think a relationship is about being happy. No, a relationship is about structure, discipline, building legacy, kids, and just riding it out with a human and being there for each other through thick and thin. It ain't about being happy. So that's why a lot of these women will stay single and why Kendra will stay single. Because the moment she ain't happy with something, it's like, oh, I'm out of here. Just stop getting in one. You've been out of here for 30 years pertaining to men. Just stay out of there.
And I want to show love to my father. This is why these goofy men can't get to me, and goofy women. I'm going to ask some goofy women, because I do spend a lot of time on the men. But I'm going to start, I ain't never going to give nobody the gift of saying your name, because I know you need me to say your name to jump off into the world. So you ain't going to get that gift. But I'll start adding goofy women to this conversation too. They want you to believe the bullshit. I'm here to tell you, it's all bullshit, honey. You can be happy with a man, without a man. You can live a full life. I feel blessed every day that my life is my life. I think most people don't understand that these blessings are years in the making. I am not an example of overnight success.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.